Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday morning MV Pro call. Today is October 10th, and I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording. Which of course you can do by going to either motorvitality.com and listening to tons of archived archived calls that we have like for years and years and years and years going way back. Or you can also subscribe to Apple Podcast or Google Podcast to listen there and get them automatically updated. You may notice, those of you that have subscribed, that they're actually showing up faster now after the week. And that's because we have hired a gentleman named Jerry that is who's uploading those on a weekly basis and getting them up much, much faster. And so that's been kind of cool and much appreciated. So anyway, I want to start the call off the way I do every week, which is by asking, is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Every once in a while, I'll kind of explain why I like to ask these questions, because I think they're important. I think they sometimes lead us into some really awesome discussions. Sometimes we'll throw our topic out the window because the discussion that comes from these questions they're just, I think, a lot more interesting than the topics that I might have come up with. Or we can always do a scheduled topic later. But, I know that after 21 years of doing this, there are still things in this industry that I learn periodically. Where I'm like, God, I wish I'd have known that 20 years ago. Or maybe there was something that I learned 20 years ago that I'd forgotten because I hadn't used it in a long time or something like that. And I think this is a great place for us to share those things when they occur. You know, those things that may seem like common sense, you know, that... one of the examples I always give of those common sense things, right? It's like we're coming into the winter and it's getting darker out now, you know, earlier. And so sometimes you might have a sales appointment start at 6 o'clock and while you're in the sales appointment, it starts raining or sleeting, or if you're in a climate where it's snowing, and you go in, even if it's an hour and a half sales appointment, you come back out and now it's dark. And if, you know, sometimes it's a lot more difficult to back out of a driveway or to see landscaping fences a little gnome, a little yard gnome sticking out, or, you know, a cat or something like that just laying in the driveway. It's easier to just be aware, okay, what it's going to be like when you leave. You know, if it's going to be dark when you leave, turn around before you go into the house. The other thing is that makes for a quick and easy getaway if you need to. Like, if things go awry in the sales appointment and you need to, like, get out of there really fast, then, you know, that's good as well. But mostly it's because you need to... You know, it's just a lot easier to go out in the car and just pull straight out of the driveway. And so that seems like such a common sense thing. But that's, if you've never done a lot of in-home sales before, you know, if you're new to this industry and you're just coming in and you're going out and you're doing those sales, you know, you don't really find that in the sales training books. And because for those of us that have been doing this a long time, we've learned that somewhere along the way, we just sort of take it for granted. We just do it. I think that's the kind of valuable information that I want to hear, you know, that I want you guys to talk about, you know, those little simple things, or maybe it was a phrase in the house or something that happened. So I asked that question, is there anything anybody learned this week that you wish you had known before? Anything that the next part of that is there anything that you learned that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals? So maybe it's something you already knew, but, you know, something came up, kind of a neat experience or a new, and sometimes this is a great place to kind of brag about something that you did well, you know, let's use it, you know, and sometimes it's nice to hear those success stories. You know, I've been working on this, calling on this one I got a referral from such and such because of this. You know, I actually love those stories because a lot of times there are tidbits of information on how to ask for those referrals or how to, you know, how it can provide ideas for the rest of us that are on this call for knowing, you know, and maybe that reminds somebody, oh yeah, I guess maybe I need to call such and such, or the same thing happened to me, or, you know, maybe it prompts the question. So what did you ask in order to, you know, to get that referral or whatever. So that's the second question. So is there anything that happened this week that's worthy of sharing with professionals across the country? And last, is there anything we can help you with? And this one sometimes prompts, you know, maybe you ran into a question or a situation in the home where, I mean, we don't talk product and we don't talk company. But, you know, sometimes we can talk technology or we can give suggestions on how to solve an issue. And, you know, so this is a great way. We've got, a lot of cumulative knowledge on this call and people that have been doing this for a long time in different parts of the country. And maybe it will give you an idea. You know, last week we had Sam Tyler on and we've got the Facebook group on there and you can post a question there. But this is a great place to ask that question in a forum, you know, where you can actually get a live answer. So there's the questions, right? So was there anything that happened to anybody this, or is there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you'd known before? Was there anything that happened that's worthy of sharing with other professionals across the country or anything we can help you with? Any
hey,
questions
Kelly.
Anybody has? Yes.
Kelly, it's Chris. We met at the WQA a couple of weeks
ago. Hi, Chris. Yep. How are you?
Real good. We had a conversation about how to work with a local lab, and I did meet with the local lab, and it's been 23 years of trying to get into this lab, asking the question, how can I help? How can I kind of work with you guys? And they get bought out by a new kind of group of people, and I thought I'll go back in and start asking the same question again, and they gave me an audience. So basically I sat down with them and they want to use us as a preferred vendor when customers ask them questions, who do you recommend? They want to put us on a list of, well, these are the people we use for X and Y. So I think it's going to be pretty beneficial.
So you have continued to try and ask this lab to build this lab, to build a relationship, and you never gave up on it. And because, you got a change in guard, a change in ownership, different people at the helm, different management. That never happens in small businesses. I can't even believe it.
it was refreshing when it happened. So I'm pretty happy that we are now going to do some partnering, and I am going to sell their product too. I'm going to find out how I can help them better.
Yeah. So that's awesome. So where is that lab, by the way? That's
Northeast Pennsylvania.
They're in Northeast Pennsylvania. And how, just out of curiosity, how far do they cover?
Well, only a few counties, but they probably carry four counties. It's kind of, they're in the middle of four of them. So
if somebody mailed them a sample, would they test?
Yeah, well, they want to use us to go and be their preferred person to pick up their samples now. So we kind of have a foot in the door right away now. So people,
I might have a referral for you for them.
Okay,
so
next.
That would be just yesterday I talked to somebody that needs a lab test done, and I'll talk to you about that a little later. But excellent. That's exactly the type of thing, right? So labs, you guys, so Chris is saying that he's built this relationship with a local private lab so that they put their company on as a preferred vendor. You know, so somebody goes in to get a water test done and you see these things in there and says, well, you know, we don't necessarily recommend anybody, but here's a list of people that we know are reputable who do that out in the area. Or maybe they do. Maybe the lab does say, yeah, you should, you know, our tests show that you have this in there. This is one company that has technology that can remove, you know, substance A or whatever. So that's That's a great idea. Are you guys, have you approached any of your local labs to see if you can build relationships with those? Excellent. Anybody else? Thank you, Chris. Anybody else have any thoughts or comments or questions? So if not, then I'm going to jump into our topic. And I know it was only a month or so ago that we did the ransomware, you know, and kind of talked about how to prepare yourselves against against the, you know, losing all of your data at the office and making sure that you're backed up and coming up with a contingency plan. So I know here it's a month later and we're doing another topic on kind of technology, but technology really does, I mean, it has dramatically changed the way we do business now, and particularly with things like LinkedIn or social media, Facebook, for the young people out there, I'll refrain from saying the Facebook or the Instagram. I apparently when you throw the word the in front of like Snapchat, if you say the Snapchat, it makes a young person's head explode somewhere. Because you're not supposed to put the word the in front of it. It's not the Facebook. And apparently Facebook is for old people, and that's the one that I probably use the most, so that makes the most sense. But old people buy water treatment equipment. So I guess you go where the people who buy are. Not like old, and I don't think I'm old. I'll be 49 next month, so that to me seems very, very young, but apparently, according to my daughter anyway, it's not. I wanted to talk about, I keep getting, and this has been mostly, so on my personal Facebook page, I'm totally locked down. I mean, I don't, so I have several Facebook pages. I have one that is my personal that is completely locked down, that I only have my closest friends on and have access to. And, you know, that's where you share like little memes and pictures of cats and stuff like that. Food, cats, sometimes at the same time, sometimes a picture of a cat that might be food or whatever you want to do. But that's on my private. Now you guys are wondering, wow, this guy's got like a thick private Facebook page. Well, you can wonder, but then I have my business. So there's like the business Facebook page that is actually the business. So Motor Vitality has that. And then the business personal page. And the business personal page, it's pretty public. I have the settings on it to where just about everybody can come in and see what's going on with it. And there's hundreds of friends on there, from the industry. And that's where that stuff goes. And it's, so mostly happens on that one. I've been getting it a lot lately from people that I know in the, just from around the industry that wouldn't be sending me things, you know, people, big names in the industry. And so for me, it's a little, that's suspicious automatically when I get something from, the CEO of a company that says, hey, I think I saw you in this video, check this out. LOL, you know, or something like that. And it usually comes through on Facebook Messenger. So I started seeing these pop up about a month ago on my Facebook Messenger. And then I got one, and then I started getting another. And it's been at least every other day for the last 2 or 3 weeks that I've been getting these alerts on Facebook Messenger saying that, they're variations of it, right? It's the same messengers. Like, I think I saw you in this video, LOL, or is this you in this video, or is this your newest YouTube video, or there's lots of variations of it, and it looks completely legitimate. And fortunately, I haven't clicked on any of them. I suspect that it, as soon as you do click on it, it allows somebody to come in and kind of hack your phone, and then they auto send out that stuff to a lot of others. Now, I do know also that there, you know, variations of this type of thing. People can get in and kind of hack your credentials, and they can create another. So if you get sometimes an invite or like a, you know, such and such wants to be friends with you, and it's a lot of times a friend, and a lot of times they'll have the exact same profile picture up. And so you look at it, you got to kind of go look at it and see if they have more information and stuff, because those, it's a good idea to go through your friends list on some of your social media and double check and make sure you don't have duplicates. And I had to do this a few years ago because I had several duplicates on my friends list, even on my personal page, where there were just several people, you know, that were the same, and I had to go and take them side by side and open them up and see which one was the actual real person, you know, so they, and then kind of alert them out there that they were there. But anyway, I wanted to kind of just talk about some of these scams and make you aware of some of them. I think it can be kind of a time suck when you click on these things and then to get it cleaned out. So here's the one, the Are You In This Video Facebook scam. It says, I've got a little description of it, and we can talk about just some of the others that are out there and what we can do to, you know, to still use social media to communicate and to know what's going on and to give information. I think that's a critical part of the way we do business now. I mean, even Instagram, you know, or Facebook, or, you know, Twitter, even if the company has followers to send it out and have pictures of the installs and things like that, it gives the impression of activity, and it's a constant, you know, if people are there and it pops up, and it is a reminder of you. You know, it's that soft reminder that you're still around and that you can answer questions and that you can help with things. But here's the outline of this particular Facebook scam, the Are You In This Video Facebook scam. Messages, the outline says, messages sent via Facebook private messaging system ask, are you in this video? Is this your video? Or similar related questions. Messages which come from accounts that belong to your Facebook friends include a link that supposedly opens the video being discussed. The messages are scams designed to steal your Facebook account login details or trick you into installing malware. The messages are sent from Facebook accounts that have been compromised by criminals and used to launch spam and scam campaigns. If you get one of these messages from a Facebook friend, it most likely means your friend's account has been hijacked. If you click the link in one of these messages, you may be taken to a fraudulent website that's been designed to look like a Facebook login page. This, by the way, is something called phishing, phishing with a PH. Okay, and you got to be careful even on regular websites. This is a major issue for those of us that, you know, it can happen for people that are even computer literate. You know, we talked a little bit about this during the ransomware thing last week, sometimes you just get busy and you kind of, you know, you have something to do and you click on something and it looks completely legitimate. And people do redesign websites a little bit. So maybe, you know, you just think, okay, this looks a little different. But it sometimes doesn't hurt to look at the URL on the top of, you know, the URL being the website address. Make sure that there's a little lock next to it, you know, to show that it's a secure site. And make sure that it's that it's spelt properly, that it's actually done properly, you know, that it's typed in there, or because sometimes they will build a page that looks like a legitimate page, and they'll say log in here, you know, log in to this information, and when you, as soon as you put the stuff in there, put your login information, then, you know, they've captured it. Now they have that, it's a screen capture, you know, they have that information, and, you know, they have passwords and they have your login information to that particular site. And you know, you click login and it takes you to a 404 not found or whatever. And, you know, and says this page is offline right now or whatever, and then you come back later, you know, and try it again. But that's called phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, and that's pretty common where scammers will create web pages that look like the legitimate thing. You know, it just means, I mean, if we're going to use this stuff, which we almost have to, the world's kind of, you know, formed around these, around like the technology, but we just have to be diligent about it. It says, if you click on a link in one of these messages, you may be taken to a fraudulent website that's been designed to look like a Facebook login page. A message on the site will claim that you must log in before you can see the video. In reality, there is no video. If you enter your Facebook email and address and password on the fake site, criminals can collect the information and use it to hijack your Facebook account. They can then use your account to send the same scam messages to all your friends. Or the fake site you're taking to may claim you must copy and paste a section of code into your browser's address bar in order to see the video. But the code will be malicious JavaScript, and pasting it into your address bar can allow criminals to take control of your Facebook account. Again, they can use the compromised account to send scam and spam messages in your name. Alternatively, clicking the link may take you to a website that harbors malware. Once on the site, you may be tricked into downloading and installing the malware on your computer. In fact, these messages are just the latest in a series of very similar attacks that have targeted Facebook users for years. Several earlier versions have used the "Is This You in the Video" ruse to trick people into relinquishing control of their Facebook accounts or installing malware. Other variants of the scam messages falsely claim that the sender has seen you in a photo rather than a video. If you receive one of these messages, do not click any links that it contains and try to let a friend that owns the account that the message came from know that his account may have been compromised. Have you guys seen that? Has anybody else seen those messages come through, or have you seen any other social media scams? And then in the last 10 minutes of this call, I'm curious how you guys are using social media as part of your job.
So here's what I get a lot, are the friend requests from single or widowed men. And I'm like,
you, the what request?
Friend request from like,
oh, friend
requesting
from,
and all the time. And you click on like the information on them, their profile, and they have no friends. It's like, yeah, I'm not stupid. You're a scam artist.
Yeah, I guess on the business page, I get that too. You know, it's like I have deleted quite a few people from that, because I usually, anybody that does a request to be friends on my business page, I usually will accept that. But then when I start getting messages from, I don't get the single thin men. I don't get that for some reason, Stacey. I'm a little jealous.
Oh,
for me, it's always women. I don't know why. But I get those too, and I immediately delete those. That's true too. They just, I don't know where they come from, or they just, yeah, you get that quite a bit. Do you use, Stacey, do you use your Facebook for work at all? Do you use social media?
I like to repost articles on like from WQA. I will repost from our corporate or our local Facebook page and send it out. Not as much as I should, but I do some when something comes across interesting with my phone number.
Who else is in, so anybody else getting like social media scams the two questions out there that I'm curious about having the discussion on, or how are you using social media for, you know, as part of your job?
I've seen that scam, like this is your photo, from a number of different people through my friends list on Facebook. The one thing I've been seeing, I don't know if it's scamming or if it's Facebook working on their algorithms, but I get friend requests from people that I don't know. And I used to think, well, because of my other job, people are like wanting to be friends with me, but it's turning out when I look at their friends list and see who we have mutual friends, it's like friends of friends or people I've added who I thought wanted to be my friend, but they're friends of those people's friends and they never post anything or I don't see anything. And so now I've been really looking at those friend requests, like who my rule is like if they have more than like 10 people I actually talk to or interact with, then I'll friend them. Otherwise I don't, because now they're trying to look to see who of your friends added these people and see if you would add them too. So I don't know if they're setting up for something with the election coming up or what that's all about. So I'd be on the lookout for that. As far as using my Facebook page, I did create a business page to kind of let everyone know I'm on the sales team now, and then I'm able to disseminate information and post or sales or anything like that through that page. But there's a little bit crossover with my personal page too, just to not all those posts reach everyone. So depending on what I'm trying to accomplish, I might post on both pages. But it's a good way to let everyone know what you're doing and what's going on with you. And then any of those, you know, weekly posts and things I like to do, I'll do that on my business page.
Yeah. So that's I think that the piece of advice that comes from that, I think it was Jason, right, Jason? We were
yes, sir.
Playing phone tag all day yesterday. Sorry about that. I had pretty rough car accident yesterday, so I spent my afternoon trying to get all that straightened out. But we'll chat here in a little bit. But the tidbit of information that comes from that, I think, is it's a good idea to go through and take a few minutes sometimes, especially if you haven't done it in a long time, and just review your friends list. You know, take a look at your friends list and see, and see who's on there, see what duplicates are there, and just eliminate the ones that some of them are pretty obvious that they're not up to anything good. So let me just read, there's a couple here, a list here of some of the common ones that you see out there on social media, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on these. It's worth it, I think, to just do it. What I just did was a quick little Google search on social media scams, and there's a list here of kind of the top 10. There's the things to be aware of. There's the lottery and free gifts scam. Those are the ones that pop up, you know, that say something like congratulations, you've won a $100 Amazon gift card, and then it has a countdown that, you know, you only have 4 minutes and 14 seconds to claim your prize, and they create like a sense of urgency on them. Be careful about that, because you click on it, that no matter what it says, that can load up the malware or kind of hack your thing. There's the gossip scam, you know, so, you know, you'll see enter your phone number to read the full story. You know, so this one, the example here is Steve Jobs actually alive, see photo, you know. The healthcare scam, this is an officer from Social Security Administration Department of USA. this was pretty obvious. This is to inform you that your Social Security number has been suspended. For more information, just give us a call back at blah, 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 blah. There's the catfishing. So that's when you have, it says an increase in social interaction. Online comes an increase in relationships that were built through social media. It's reported that 1 in 5 relationships begin online. Scammers have taken this as an opportunity to con people who are looking for love. So it's a type of online harassment in which someone creates a fake identity online for the purpose of starting a relationship. So that's what you were kind of talking about, the attempts to do that, Stacey, with the, you know, the people who come on.
Yeah.
There's the photo scam. That's that's the one we were talking about. And, oh my God, is this you in the picture or in this video? So that they, those are also known as OMG scams, right? So they come out there, OMG, is this you in this video or this picture? There's the account canceled scam. We're sending you this in the email to inform that we have received an account cancellation request for your account. Please click on the link below to confirm or cancel this request, right? So then you click on that, and it wants you to put your information in there so that you can cancel the scam. You've just given them the information or cancel the, you know, the cancellation. Look for on that one, and you know, it's showing little examples of this. Look for improper grammar. Look for improper punctuation. You know, those are phishing scams. There's something called the 419 scam or the Nigerian scam. Dear beloved friend, I'm the daughter of late Al Badari, whom was murdered during the recent civil war. I'm looking for a trustworthy person to transfer $5 million into a foreign account for me. You will be entitled to 20% if you help me. You know, those are like ancient. Most people have seen those around for a long time. The stuck abroad scam, help me, I'm stuck, I need money. The IQ scam, this is a big one that I do see, right? So on Facebook, these quizzes where you take, you know, what Disney character are you? Click here to take this quiz to find out. And then you got to put in your information. You should never take those Facebook quiz. And then see who's viewed your profile scam, and then you put your thing in there too, your information. Anytime, you know, be careful about like giving information to those people on that, you know, on any of your social media beyond just the logins at the social media. So now that you guys are appropriately all scared and deciding that you never want to pick up a phone for fear of anything, we're out of time. So any final thoughts or questions here, you guys? I hope that you get some value out of this, and if nothing else, it saves you some time and headache and allows you to focus on the things that we all want to do, you know, our jobs out there and serving customers. But any final thoughts or comments here on this?
Yeah, Kelly.
All right. Yeah. Hey, go ahead. Yeah.
I got maybe a subject for you later on, maybe. PFOS.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Yep. So I've got two PFOS topics coming up here pretty soon. So we're going to have, I just got to nail down a date. We're going to have Larry Gottlieb, who is CEO and president of ResinTech. Who's going to come on? He's going to talk about PFOS, and I'm trying to line up a congresswoman from my district, U.S. congresswoman, to talk about what's happening legislatively. So PFOS will definitely be on our list in the coming weeks. I'm sorry, I totally interrupted you on that. But was there? Does that help?
Yeah, one of the things that I want to bring up, though, is if the person doesn't want an RO, how else would you deal with it? And that's something that you can look at also.
Yep. We'll talk about treatment methods and how to do all of that and everything. So excellent. Stay tuned. We've got a couple really cool calls coming up. I'm putting some guest speakers together. Everybody, thank you very much. Be safe. Thank you for joining the call, and we will talk to you next week, if not before. So thanks, everybody. Be safe.